based on a true story. In a home movie, an energetic little girl of about 5 swings expertly on a horizontal bar in a gym her coach watches.
That kid right there, that's me, Ariana Berlin.
Little Ariana does backflips.
Gymnastics is my life. I've been doing it since I was 3 years old, and I've never looked back.
She vaults a gymnastic pommel horse.
That's my best friend, Isla. She and I used to choreograph our future Olympic routines in our hallways. What? Normal kids don't do that?
They practice at home.
My coaches always said that sometimes you have to fall before you can fly. I fall a lot. I trained a lot.
She grows into a teen.
And right now, I'm in the middle of the most important level 10 meet of my life.
In the present, she studies another gymnast.
Going too fast? Let me step back.
A quick montage of LA takes in Skyline Freeway, Sunset Boulevard, and the UCLA campus.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, UCLA, for hosting this year's Level 10 Regional Meet.
Carmel Creek Productions presents a Jeff Deverett production. Coach crosses to a suited man and hands him a clipboard as they shake. A title appears, Full Out. Anna Golja, a coach in glasses, instructs 2 ponytailed blonde teenagers, one of whom does a single cartwheel on the mat. Sarah Fisher, a girl dismounts from an uneven bar. 2 other girls watch from the sidelines, Asha Bromfield.
We've got this. No kidding.
Jake Epstein.
We're toast.
Trevor Torchman.
Just breathe.
Robbie Graham Koontz, Lamar Johnson. Isla watches a dour man in the stands.
It's just, if I don't place.
Courtney Van Wertham.
If you don't place, you can just ask to borrow one of his Olympic medals. What does he have, like 3?
4, actually.
Ah, see, you'll be getting off easy. Now, if I don't qualify, my parents will pep talk me to death.
Oh, I'm sure it's tough living with all their love and support.
Ariana's parents grin and wave. Jenny Sermonia.
Forget about your dad. Today is about you.
Ramona Milano, Nick Bailey, and Jennifer Beals as Coach Val. Isla turns nervously to Ariana, half-smiling. Gymnasts stretch and warm up. Casting, Larissa Mayer, Matthew LaSalle. Music, Grayson Matthews. Production designer, Helen Katsonis. Editor, Michelle Zemberg. Director of photography.
Nervous?
Nervous, I might kick you into the foam pit if you ask me that again.
Pasha Patriki, CSC.
Here, I got you something for good luck.
Oh, did you splurge at the prize machine in the lobby?
Yeah, a whole dollar.
Costume designer, Marissa Schwartz. Choreographer, Addie Chan. In the plastic egg is a bracelet with the word luck.
I love it.
He grins shyly, and she throws her arms around his neck. Written by Willem Wenikers.
You got this.
Directed by Sean Cisterna.
Hey, ladies, quit joking around. The stakes are even higher than we thought today.
Why?
If you ever want to go to UCLA, the woman who holds the keys to your future is standing right over there. That's Valerie Condos Field, head coach of the 6-time champion UCLA gymnastics team.
The 40-ish woman stands, arms folded.
Up next on the uneven bars, Isla Stepancia from Elite Gymnastics.
Isla launches herself from a springboard to the uneven bars, hitting the high bar for a giant handstand atop it. She drops forward and changes her grip. Ariana beams, watching Isla, who throws herself into an airborne flip, then uses her momentum for another giant, then a 360, and hand walking along the bar, her body straight up. Graceful release, she drops to the low bar, smoothly completing another giant as Ariana watches, shaking her head and grinning broadly. As her father watches intensely, Isla plants her toes atop the bar above her grip, swinging back under, then releasing to stand atop it. Isla finishes with 2.5 turns in the air and a perfect landing facing the bars. She raises her hands to take in the applause, glancing to the stands. Her father looks bored. While 2 judges at a table confer, Isla returns to the team bench.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Isla again watches her father, who purses his lips and wrings his hands. Ariana quietly scrutinizes her friend.
And Isla scores a 9.85.
Her face brightens.
You were fantastic. It's okay. It wasn't perfect.
You'd only be satisfied with 20 out of 10.
Up next, Ariana Berlin.
Which is what I'm about to get.
Ariana wiggles her eyebrows at Isla and smiles mischievously. In slow motion, she rolls her shoulders deeply as her coach extends his hand to her. She rises, smiling, and takes a deep breath as the coach puts his arm around her shoulder. Together, they walk to the center of the gym. He lags behind her a bit, then gently pats her on the back as she moves on past a pit of gray foam blocks. Ariana walks beneath the low bar and turns to face them. She focuses herself on the bars as she steps a few paces backwards. In the stands, her father steadies his phone to take a photo. Ariana's eyes focus sharply on both bars.
Ariana Berlin, elite gymnastics in San Diego.
She shuts her eyes. The routine plays out in her mind.
Extend, twist, focus on the catch.
White chalk arrows trace her moves.
Flip, toes up, dismount, stick.
The words appear as she does each move. She opens her eyes as a spray bottle shoots water onto the low bar. She vaults the low bar and gains the tall one, swinging back to pull herself up to her hips, then straightening to a handstand. Coach Val watches with an assistant.
Who's that on the bars?
Ariana Berlin from San Diego.
They study Ariana as she twists in the air from the high bar, diving to catch the low one exactly as she envisioned it. Using her momentum as fuel, she twists and throws herself back to the high bar, where she handstands, swings a 360 turn atop the bar, and does a double somersault. She lands gracefully and without wavering, a perfect stick. Her coach throws both fists up and her mom and dad join the now standing crowd. She turns to take in the applause. She sees her parents and smiles.
Ariana scores a 9.95 on the bar.
Her mom hugs her in the gym hallway.
You put on quite the show for the college coaches.
You think they noticed me?
Noticed you? Are you kidding me? Our phone's gonna be ringing off the hook tomorrow.
We'll know in a few days. They said they'd have the final results by Friday.
Hey, Ariana. Wow, you nailed it out there.
Thanks, you did great too.
You're totally gonna qualify for sure.
The way you stuck that landing on bars. Wow, I was jealous.
Don't be. This is just the level 10 meet. There's still a long way to go.
Could you imagine what it'd be like to make the Olympics?
It would be so unbelievable, but I doubt it's something I'll ever get to experience.
Me neither. I wish I could go.
Come on, you gotta be more positive. Never know what life is gonna throw at you, right?
Yeah.
They high five. That night, she and Isla peruse childhood photos on a tablet.
Okay. Remember this trip? The girl who peed her pants on the bus ride home?
What? We were six and I had way too much water.
Okay.
Ariana looks up at Isla, who's on the bed.
I'm so glad your dad let you come over. How was he about your score?
He said it was acceptable. But, of course, if I don't qualify for the Olympic team, he'll downgrade it to deplorable or something.
Well, don't worry, you'll qualify because you are the best in the country.
Oh, that would be a dream come true.
Yeah, for me, it's the Olympics and then UCLA.
I haven't even started thinking about college.
Well, UCLA has an amazing gymnastics team. Huh? Well, you came over to study, so let's get to it.
Ariana jumps up and Isla, wincing, hugs a pillow. In the daytime, Ariana and her mom drive a rural highway in a white SUV.
So you're lost in thought? What's going on?
She fidgets with the luck bracelet.
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Can you be more specific?
Pierce said one of the coaches from the UCLA team was at qualifiers.
Yeah, well, honey, you throw a rock in that stadium, you're pretty much going to hit a college coach.
Well, don't throw any at UCLA because I want to get in there.
I know you do. One thing at a time, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just focus on the shopping today.
What if I don't qualify for the Olympics? Would you be upset?
Are you kidding me? Your father and I are so proud of you. Olympics are...
Mom, watch out!
An oncoming car swings into their lane to pass a trailer. Ariana's head snaps back amid an aura of broken glass. The bracelet skids along the asphalt.
Are you okay?
The trailer driver sprints toward the roadside.
Are you okay?
In a vision, Ariana is backlit in darkness. Glass sprays and glitters. A balance beam appears. As glass showers her, she is draped on the beam, body limp, and then walking on it.
Can I stay away from you, okay?
A gloved medic reaches into the vision and checks her eyes. She opens them and is in a paramedic's van. The woman EMT tends to her in blurry snippets.
Can you tell me what happened? Do you know what date it is?
Ariana wears a breathing mask. Blood runs from a cut below her eye. She opens her eyes to a vision of herself in a clumsy dismount from the uneven bars, then closes them.
Again.
The screen goes black. The light comes up to Ariana's face on a hospital pillow, still wearing a breathing mask and a cervical collar. She opens her eyes woozily. Her father watches her from a chair at the foot of her hospital bed. He jumps up as her eyes open.
Honey, it's okay. I'm
from here.
He undoes her mask.
I love you so much.
Where?
You're in the hospital. You had an accident.
She tries to lift her head.
But don't try to talk, okay? I'm gonna go get the doctor.
What, Mom?
She's just down the hall in another room.
I need to see her.
No, you need to lie down, okay? You've been in a coma, honey. I'm gonna tell the doctor you're awake.
Her leg is propped up in a traction device. Her father rushes from the room.
Both lungs punctured, broken collarbone, 2 broken ribs, slight fracture of the right wrist, injured pancreas. 1 femur snapped, the other fractured. Well, the good news is she only suffered minor head trauma, no major concussion. Neck and spine are in fairly good shape considering the accident. I would say under the circumstances, your daughter is a very lucky girl.
I feel very lucky.
Well, the fact that you feel anything at all is enormous. We could have lost you, young lady.
Sweetheart, I'm so happy to see you awake.
Her mom has a black eye.
Can I get up?
We're looking at 9 to 10 weeks for the bone to heal, then physical therapy for a few months. Luckily, you're an athlete, so I think the body is going to respond quickly.
So I lose 4, maybe 5 months, and then I can get back to training, right?
Truth is, gymnastics is pretty much off the table.
Her father swipes his hand down his mouth.
Honey, I'm so sorry.
Ariana's eyes glisten. She frowns.
You don't know what you're talking about. I want another doctor. This is ridiculous.
Calm down, honey.
I can't sit in bed all day. I have to train.
I see you outside.
I need to go to the Olympics.
It's okay.
She struggles to stifle her tears. The medical center rises from a suburban landscape with low mountains as a backdrop. Ariana's mother pushes her down the hallway in a wheelchair. Ariana's right leg is in a brace. She holds her hand against her cheek, eyes half open. They go past other patients into a waiting room. Her mom digs through her purse.
Want a gun?
She doesn't acknowledge the offer, looking away.
No, I'm good, Mom. Thanks for asking. No problem. Anytime.
She takes an e-reader from the purse and turns it on.
Oh.
Ariana glances at her.
Nothing.
On the reader, she sees Isla with a medal and grinning beneath another silver for America.
You know, Isla had a great floor routine and a perfect vault. But she did take that step after the dismount from her bars. And that's the difference between gold and silver.
Yep.
She flips the reader back to her mother.
Somebody's in a mood.
I'm not in a mood.
She lifts her brow and gives her a stare.
You know, you've had your pictures in the paper, too.
Yes, I know, Mom. I especially like the one of me unconscious in the hospital.
Her mother adjusts her posture and looks away, licking her lips.
You know, you were a lot more pleasant when you were unconscious.
Touché.
A young woman steps up.
Ariana, hey, I'll take you in.
My name's Michelle, and I'll be okay. Are you coming?
No. She's all yours.
Ariana wheels past Michelle without a word.
Where's Brittany?
She's on here today. I'll be putting you through the paces.
Aren't you a little young to be a physical therapist?
I'm a physical therapy resident, which means I'm in training to become a PT.
I was in training once. A lot of good it did me.
Well, let's see if we can get you back on track.
A young woman supports a man walking on a rehabilitation ramp. Michelle wheels Ariana into the large room full of physical rehab technicians and patients.
I'll be back in a second.
Ariana sits pouting in her wheelchair. She glances over at the man straining to hold himself up the handrails of a rehab exercise ramp. As his therapist aligns his hip, he shuffles slowly. Glumly, she looks over her shoulder as one therapist lifts and bends the leg of a man on a table, while another assists a woman on some practice stairs. Michelle crouches in front of her.
You know, you could still compete. I mean, maybe not soon, but if you want something, you have to fight hard for it.
And what if something I really want is no longer attainable?
Look, sometimes when the front door gets slammed in your face, you have to go through the back door.
What if there is no back door?
Then go through a window. There's always a way in.
Michelle releases the chair's leg support.
Okay. So I need you to just trust me, okay? 1, 2.
She helps Ariana stand.
Wait on to me. And then, can I take a step?
Ariana grabs a support bar and recalls the feeling of her hands grabbing an uneven bar in a cloud of powdered chalk.
Are you okay?
She nods with a sheepish smile. Ariana sits straight-legged on an exercise mat as Michelle instructs her. Ariana then purposefully lowers her palms to the mat. Instantly, she's in a dark room pushing herself into a handstand.
Oh my God.
They're back on the rehab mat, grinning.
How'd that feel? Good? Yeah?
Good. Now Ariana holds the handrails of the rehab ramp and painstakingly walks along a red stripe. In a vision, she gracefully toe spins on a balance beam. Michelle holds up an inhaler to Ariana. As Michelle gains her breath, Ariana looks away, her eyes filled with dread. Now Ariana wheels herself along the hospital corridor. She stops and stares into a room. Through the sheer drapes, she can see a woman and a boy in wheelchairs happily stack their hands together in unity. Ariana's eyes fill with tears at the sight. At an athletic field, Ariana strains to propel her wheelchair up an incline. Then she winces as she does sit-ups on the field. In her wheelchair on an outside basketball court, she aims the ball and shoots as another wheelchair-bound girl smiles. Ariana's eyes twinkle as she looks up at the shot. Later, she doggedly climbs outdoor stairs, step by step. Now she again pulls herself up the incline, then at the top of the stairs turns to walk back down. Legs still strapped in a black leg brace, she hobbles along the sand at the beach, then takes a breather, resting on a boulder and watching waves roll in. At the hospital, Michelle pushes her wheelchair along a light-filled skywalk.
All right, so last time we did 15 steps, but I think we can beat that.
Ariana reaches for the rail along the corridor.
Without holding on to the railing. It says here that you should be able to walk now on your own without help.
She stands.
It says that?
Yeah. It says your body's well on the road to healing, but your mind's still broken.
Michelle backs up as Ariana limps toward her.
It does not say that. They wouldn't put that in a chart.
Yes, they would. It's even in pen.
Let me see that.
Sorry, professional eyes only.
Well, that rules you out, resident. Give it to me.
No!
Michelle yanks away the clipboard.
And you just did 20 steps.
Ariana looks over her shoulder at the distant wheelchair as Michelle beams. Then she grabs the support bar.
Nicely done.
My leg is killing me.
Yeah, but for a minute there, you forgot.
Does it really say all that stuff in my chart?
What's a six-letter word for stubborn? A-R-I-A-N-A.
She shows her the chart. It's a crossword puzzle. Ariana smiles and nods.
Thank you for helping me through all this. I owe you one.
Michelle smiles and looks at her clipboard.
Come.
She offers her arm as they walk to the wheelchair.
You did really good, and you should be very proud of yourself. Maybe 30 steps tomorrow?
A bird's eye view shows a highway along a coastal area. Cars zip by a waterfront park and bands of asphalt unreal to the horizon past a placid body of water. Inside Elite Gymnastics, Ariana's mom follows her.
I just don't think I'm up for a visit today, Mom.
Oh, you'll be fine. Your old teammates have been asking about you. You can't stay away forever, you know?
Says who?
I better go move the car. I don't want to get towed.
No, wait, Mom, I can't.
I'll be right back.
A pair of young girls pass her in the hall. She watches them through narrowed eyes.
Hey, I'll see you guys in there. Hey, welcome back, kid.
It's Elite's manager.
Great to be here. Are my uneven bars ready and polished?
Well, you know, they've been covered in dust since you've been gone. It's great to see you. The gang will be so excited to see you again.
He pats her shoulder and rushes off as Ariana flashes a bright grin. She moves to an observation window for the huge training room. The manager, Pierce, trots out into the room. She watches Nate, the boy who gave her the luck bracelet, complete a dramatic set of backwards flips. Isla, in a leotard, finishes on a bar. Ariana watches as she goes to Nate, laughing and touching his chest. Her eyes lock on them.
Hey guys, listen up. Ariana's here.
Pierce turns to the window, grinning, then he waves. Ariana's face goes dark, her eyes darting. Isla takes a short, sharp breath as she watches her friend quickly hobble away.
Stop. Where are you going? You just got here.
I saw enough.
Huh?
Isla and Nate?
Come on, Ariana. It's not what it looks like. He's probably just congratulating her for getting into UCLA.
Ariana's mother arrives.
She what?
Hey. What's going on?
I'll give you guys a minute. I'm sorry.
Pierce walks off quickly.
This isn't gonna work.
What's going on?
I just want my life...
Her mother enfolds her in her arms, running her hand down her back. Nighttime at Ariana's house. In her room, she puts trophies and a UCLA pennant into a file box.
Hey, better get ready. You're going out.
With who?
Michelle.
And you didn't think to tell me?
Of course not. I would have given you more time to say no.
Mom!
Come on, don't want to disappoint her.
At the destination, a bare midriff to Michelle lifts a roll-up door and beams at Ariana, who looks back warily. They go in and she lowers the door behind them.
Welcome to the palace.
Michelle leaves Ariana to wander into the cavernous hangar-like structure, haphazardly lit by strings of outdoor lights. A young guy in a fedora smiles at her. A lighted sign reads, "The Palace." Photos of dancers are taped to the walls. Kashmir lugs a giant boombox past a diverse group of young people. Kashmir presses cheeks with Michelle, who turns and saunters past benches and other funky decor to Ariana. Standing with her crutches, Ariana wears a somber expression.
I get the feeling we're not at a physical therapy convention. Where are we?
Michelle smiles wanly and walks away.
Girl, for all your whining and complaining about your boyfriend and your medals, have you ever thought to ask me one question about myself?
She faces Ariana.
Michelle, my babe.
Hey.
Where you been?
Well, besides from making money to pay for this place, picking up Ariana here.
Ah, you're the gymnast. Sorry about your accident. How you doing, girl?
I've been better.
Whoa. Watch where you're waving those on the dance floor. You'll take someone's eye out. Actually, just one or two guys I wouldn't mind you waving those at.
What?
She's kidding. Emma has a strange sense of humor.
Emma and Michelle smile.
I won't be getting out on the dance floor.
Her gaze drifts off.
What kind of party is this anyway? Is this a rave?
Darling, the 90s ended a long time ago. This is a session.
Mm-hmm. A session?
Emma's black Boston Terrier watches them file past a graded room divider.
Adam, step. We got a lady on crutches.
Adam goes to Ariana.
Michelle's gymnast friend from the hospital.
He's broad-shouldered and wears a beanie.
I'm not from the hospital.
Adam.
He extends his hand.
Ariana.
She shakes it, smiling. As he walks away, her eyes follow him. Emma dances alone, throwing a dazzling smile. Michelle, Ariana, and Emma watch a quartet of dancers perform an athletic set of moves. One of them pinwheels with his arms across the floor.
That's not right.
He does a break on the floor.
He's gonna be sore tomorrow.
Michelle and Emma look at each other, then at Ariana. Two couples perform street dancing moves, gyrating and popping their shoulders and stomping their feet. Ariana's head bobs to the beat. They drop into slow-mo for a few beats, then break away with arms pumping at their sides and feet synchronized with each other. Now, an athletic guy in a pork pie hat close dances with a young woman. He dips her repeatedly, her knee against his hip. Then they push away. Michelle leads her group of dancers on the floor. They sway their hips side to side and in sync, sliding one foot toward the other. Teams of dancers step in at random. The guy in the fedora does some energetic toe work with a girl who matches him step for step, then ramps it up on her own. As one dance melts into the next, Michelle hugs Ariana around the shoulders. Male dancers pick up their girl partners and whirl them in the air. Now, all the dancers move in identical steps to the beat, sharp, shuffling, and precise. Their arms move out, then in, and to their side. They bend and touch the floor and step back, kicking their legs out. Ariana watches, mesmerized.
Go, be up. Who's up? What? Come.
At Emma's challenge, Michelle presses Ariana on her crutches to the center of the dancers. A long-haired brunette in denim short shorts sets down a plastic bottle and spins it.
Mind a burrito, boy?
Emma calls out the guy, who tosses down his burrito and spin flips into the center of the dance floor. He and Kashmir lockstep as the other kids stand in a wide circle, bouncing to the beat. He does a haughty toe-step strut at Emma, who jumps into the circle with Michelle as he jumps out.
You just did a side summy after eating a burrito.
What, that? You should see me after a double cheese quesadilla.
A couple dance together, rapidly moving their arms. The girl bumps the guy as Adam pushes between them, flashing abs as he wipes his face with his t-shirt. Ariana smiles broadly as he leaps into action, doing some hopscotch-style footwork, then dropping to a knee and pivoting on his palm as he keeps dancing. He finishes by springing from his back to his feet. The dancers give each other playful and affectionate hand slaps and hugs. Later, in a separate chain-link fenced portion of the palace, Michelle connects a camera to her laptop.
So, you post all those videos online?
Yep. It's a good way to promote. We usually get like a few thousand hits.
Wow.
That's nothing. My goal is to get a million hits one day.
So you're a champion dancer who runs a studio and does physical therapy. And I thought I was an overachiever.
I'm all about that hustle, baby. So can you help us?
Me? What could I possibly help you with?
Well, there's this big talent management company called Crystal Image, or CI. They represent the best of the best. They hold auditions once a year, and anyone who gets in with them is in with the money. Travel around the world, be on TV, tour with rock stars. You get the picture. Auditions are coming up soon.
I still don't get what I can do.
Well, they're looking for a dance crew with edge, some sort of unique, special skill. And I was thinking, since you have Olympic level experience.
Michelle, first off, I'm not Olympic level. Second, I've never danced hip hop a day in my life. And third, even if both of those were the case, look at me.
Well, you look to me like you're ready to get moving again. Think about it.
Michelle leaves her in the office. Ariana watches her go. At Ariana's house, framed photos of each stage of her growing up are arranged on a mirrored antique sideboard.
Mom! Dad! I'm home!
She makes her way in on one crutch.
Sorry I'm late.
As she hops clumsily into the house, she finds Isla and Pierce sitting at the dining room table.
All right, this little rift between you guys is hurting everyone, and it's hurting your recovery.
She and Isla face each other.
So you're not leaving this room until everything is settled, okay?
Pierce marches away. The girls barely look at each other. Isla, in her gold UCLA sweatshirt, fidgets as Ariana stares away from her.
Look, I'm sorry about what you saw earlier today. I had no right coming back there unannounced. I know what it looked like, but I want you to know that it's nothing.
Yeah, you're right. It is nothing.
Isla leans toward her.
Listen, Ariana. You can get back on your feet. You can get into UCLA.
I have a metal rod in my leg. I'd be lucky to hop up on a beam again.
Okay, well, I can help you. Pierce can help you. Please just come back to the gym tomorrow.
Nate's face appears on Isla's cell phone screen. Ariana's face falls.
I'm busy with something else.
Yeah, what?
The next day, Ariana appears in a hospital doorway.
I'll do it.
Michelle whips around, surprised.
Do what?
Help out your crew. Teach guys some flips and handsprings and stuff.
Really? Thanks. Wow. Sorry. Ariana, this is Katie.
Hi. Ariana.
Katie.
Katie was a professional downhill skier.
I got in a fight. With a tree. Been a regular patron of room 404 ever since.
Michelle steps away.
How long is your recovery schedule?
Only another, what, 60, maybe 70 years, if I'm lucky, you sound about right.
Katie has come a long way. A very long way.
Ariana turns to Katie.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. You should see the tree. No, I'm not a patient anymore. I just come to spend time with others here who are in similar situations.
Katie has a support group for families of spinal cord injury patients.
If there's anything I can do to help.
You just stay focused on yourself. You've got your own hill to climb.
Katie wheels away.
Thanks.
I'll see you next week, okay? Take care.
Bye.
Bye. So, you had fun last night?
Yes. Thank you for taking me.
Michelle smirks and walks around her. Ariana looks over at Katie having a conversation with a young boy in a wheelchair. Katie flashes her a brilliant smile. Katie's the same young woman Ariana had seen earlier through the drapes of a hospital room.
I don't know. It's just taking a while.
You're late, probably. Right?
I don't know.
Daylight floods into the palace.
Hey, I got us some help.
Adam stands up from the couch.
Welcome back.
Hold up, hold up. What do we need Peg Leg's help for?
Peg Leg? She ain't no dang pirate. What's wrong with you?
I just don't need no gymnast telling me how to dance.
Burrito Boy springs into view through smoke.
There's a small chance the speaker may be broken.
That's Twist running up my overhead.
Twist in a black porcupine hat holds up a burrito. He flips in the air, his name graffitied on the wall. special skill, flexibility, accessory, Mexican food.
And you remember Adam from the other night?
Adam dips his head and waves. He runs up a concrete wall as Adam is sprayed on the wall. He lifts his tank top, special skill, hotness, accessory, six pack.
And of course, Emma,
the Empress at your acquaintance.
Emma, special skill, hip-hop, accessory, French bulldog. She kisses the dog.
And this fountain of positivity here is Kashmir.
Kashmir scowls, her glare following Ariana. Kashmir, special skill, attitude, accessory, high heels.
80% attitude and 20% high heels.
So, what are you going to teach us that we don't already know?
She's going to teach us moves that we can use in our routine so that we can get a contract with CI.
With some leverage training and a little less burrito, I could help you get 7 or 8 feet of air.
7 or 8 feet of air?
He tosses his burrito.
Okay.
So you're gonna teach us leverage?
Sounds good to me. I'm always down to learn something new.
I'll bet you are.
So you're gonna take those off?
There are two things you need to know, honey. One, I take off my heels when I'm good and ready. Two,
she plants her foot on the table.
Can someone help me take off my heels?
Girl, you are a mess.
Ariana uses her hands to show a move to Adam and twist. Adam uses his hands to launch Twist into a high flip. They hug and shake hands. Twist high-fives Ariana. Ariana beckons Kashmir from across the room, who cartwheels to her. Michelle tries it. Dizzy, she stops midway, embarrassed and laughing. Ariana gives Michelle a one-on-one suggestion, and Michelle listens intently, smiling happily as she steps away. Adam and Twist create a dance that looks like sped-up boxing. Twist leaps backwards, falling against Ariana, who pushes him to his feet. She gives the boys some pointers. Ariana and Michelle watch Adam and Twist swing Emma into their arms and smile at each other. Ariana hobbles to them with suggestions for Emma. She and Ariana smile. The kids make a hand pile, then throw their hands in the air. Twist holds up his pork pie hat and dances under it. Michelle and Kashmir shake it out as the others watch. Michelle photographs Emma as she dances on tables, then leaps off to the floor. She holds up her phone for a selfie of the dance team. The dog works its way through the discarded burrito.
All right, I have a patient to get to. Adam, would you mind closing up?
Sure.
Sweet.
Okay, let's go.
Shoot, I don't think I'll have time to drive you home.
I can drive her.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, later, guys.
Yeah, let's just get this place cleaned up really quick, and then...
Actually, I gotta pick up my sister.
But you don't have a car.
Or a sister.
Twist splits.
Okay, I gotta go. Bye, guys.
Have fun cleaning.
Adam presses his hand to his forehead.
Every time we have to clean up.
Need help?
No, don't worry about it. Just chill out. This won't take long.
He cleans up as he talks.
So, what kind of gymnast are you? Do you jump around on mats or just swing around on bars?
Wow. You know the technical terms.
He smiles.
I've done it all. Balance beam, uneven bars, vaults. Now I'm just a girl who used to be a gymnast.
Once a gymnast, always a gymnast.
She looks down thoughtfully.
So, where did you learn to dance?
Oh, I learned to dance on the streets.
Oh, the streets. Wow, hardcore.
I don't know. Mostly my backyard or in the schoolyard.
He sits atop a small counter.
So, how'd you guys all get together?
Well, we all went to the same elementary school.
She nods.
But this whole CI thing, this was recent. Michelle's just been laser focused. She wants to go big time.
You guys totally could. You're honestly amazing.
So, do you have a boyfriend?
Smooth.
I mean, I was just wondering, because I think Twist thinks you're really cute.
Oh.
She blinks and looks away.
He's kind of cute.
Okay, I think it's time to take you home because you're mentally exhausted or something. Come on, let's go.
What are you doing?
The daytime freeway traffic speeds past the medical center. Inside, Michelle crouches in front of Ariana's wheelchair as they talk. Michelle unfastens the Velcro straps on the leg brace. they saunter down the hallway shoulder to shoulder.
So tell me more about these auditions.
Ever see Dance for the Moment?
Both the movie and the Broadway show?
Well, those are Crystal Image dancers. Look, if you want to make it as a dancer, you have to go pro. And making this audition is the best way to do that.
And what about the clinic?
I love it here, but dance is my passion. And I'd say passion's worth a shot. No?
Well, you guys need to gain confidence for acrobatic stability. And that's after many hours on the floor, and that's before we even start with the trampolines.
Trampolines? I'm sorry, what kind of hours are we talking here?
Well, for experthood, they say 10,000, but since we don't have that kind of time...
She wrinkles her nose.
All of them?
Are you crazy?
You just realized that? Michelle
Franklin, room 316. Look, I gotta run, but we'll talk about this later.
Practice starts tonight.
Michelle waves as she walks out.
Remember, 10 sit-to-stands 3 times a day.
In the physical therapy room, Katie finishes with a patient when Ariana walks in.
Hey, look who's ready to conquer the world. I'm feeling pretty good. Michelle's a great motivator.
That she is.
Well, it's my last day here today, and I just wanted to say that
this is one place where goodbyes are a good thing. It's great when people can leave, especially on their own 2 feet.
There should be gold medals awarded to inspirational people like you.
What's a medal anyway?
Ariana leans down and she and Katie embrace. The sky above Elite Gymnastics is cloudy. Ariana walks purposefully into the training room.
Nice, Vicky. Okay, work your snap down. Keep your weight behind you.
Pierce,
okay?
I need a favor.
Okay.
Can my dance troupe practice in here during your off hours?
Whoa. Since when do you have a dance troupe?
It's a hip-hop group. I'm just teaching them some flips and stuff.
He thinks about it, grinning.
Okay.
Pierce turns back to his gymnasts.
What?
Nothing. It's just...
Spit it out.
If you're doing hip-hop, why aren't you doing gymnastics?
And where am I going to do gymnastics, Pierce?
Same place as Isla, UCLA.
She glances past him to the other side of the gym where Isla talks to another girl. Isla looks back.
You know, I can get you a demo in front of Coach Val in a couple of weeks. You really ought to think about it.
So, what about letting us practice in here?
He half smiles and watches a gymnast do a vault and double twist in the air.
Well done, Vicky. Let's see that again.
Now, the dance team enters the dark gym. A hand flips a switch and the halogen lights groan to life.
Last time we did this, everyone had to hold back. Now we can all let loose and not worry about anyone breaking their necks. Okay, so what do you guys want to do?
They all drop their bags and move off.
You know what I want to do.
Kashmir, take off those high heels before you get on that mat.
She glares, then kicks off the heels, doing a couple of bounces in her bare feet and smiling. Kashmir does 3 graceful cartwheels to cross the mat. Adam grabs a hanging rope and runs up a wall for momentum. He swings back and drops deep into the foam pit. Emma hangs upside down from a horizontal bar, exposing her belly. Twist hits the trampoline, throwing himself high into the air and doing flips. Ariana walks into frame, her gait completely smooth and confident. Still, her chin is down and her eyes lowered as she approaches the balance beam. She runs her fingers along the worn leather. She stops, then her head snaps around.
Let's do this. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3.
The team move in sync with Michelle's rhythm, reaching down, then kicking their legs. They slide on the ground.
4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Ariana closes her eyes. Twist whips his body from the floor to his feet and throws himself into a flip as red lines trace his moves. Adam turns a cartwheel into a flip, lines appearing in the air to follow his trajectory. Emma turns like a wheel in the air. Twist and Adam launch Kashmir, and Emma approaches in a slow-motion series of backwards flips. Twist eats and waves his hand.
Hello?
Her eyes open.
So, can you give us an edge?
I have an idea.
Ariana helps Adam on the rings.
He's up. Push your hips forward and...
He does a 360 backwards flip.
Let go. Just let go.
He straightens and examines his hands. Twist clears a leather horse vault and does a flip for the landing. Next, Ariana has his feet in a bucket suspended by a rope, walking him in circles. She helps Emma roll herself backwards into a landing with help from an octagon tumbler. She and Adam high-five. Emma does a forward flip with Ariana's help. Her dog wanders in the foam pit. Bouncing across a white screen, Michelle skips, hair flying. Twist somersaults behind her, and Emma trampolines behind him. Adam cartwheels behind her, losing his beanie, and Kashmir springs behind him, doing the splits in midair. Adam returns to fetch his hat, smile at the camera, and flutter off. After dark, Ariana returns to elite gymnastics. In the half-light of the workout room, she walks across mats, then stops to take off her jacket and shoes, pants, and socks. She is left with only a sports tank and form-fitting shorts. Ariana swings her arms to start her warm-up. She hesitantly puts her palms onto a balance beam, then with a couple of hops lifts her body with her head down. She flops over on the other side. She tries again and fails again. She faces the beam again, lowering her head and using her shoulders, but she flops even worse this time. Now she stands on the beam, her arms in the air with wrists bent and fingers extended. She performs a couple of ballet-like arm movements, then walks the line of the beam. With a flourish, she completes a 360-degree spin. Her eyes betray her surprise. Ariana prances along the beam confidently, turning midway and doing small dance steps on the narrow edge. She walks toe to heel, her arms swept back behind her like wings. Concentrating, she leaps, bringing both feet high off the beam and landing perfectly. She does some tiny dance steps, then rushes forward and flips her body in the air to land a bit unsteadily on the floor facing the end of the beam. Her hands cinch tight the support ropes of the uneven bars. Wearing a grip, a wide stretch of leather on both of her hands, Ariana claps over a chalk bowl, releasing a puff of dust. She addresses the low bar, draping her hands over it, settling on her grip. As she mounts the low bar and rises on her hips, Pierce walks in. She situates herself on the low bar as Pierce watches. Then, teetering, she puts one foot on top of the low bar, pushes herself up, and springs for the high bar. She performs routine after routine, swinging full circle, changing grips, doing twists in the air, and flops on her belly on the mat. Pierce watches transfixed as she repeats the moves. On her last routine, she dismounts perfectly on her feet, a stick. Pierce grins. Ariana looks over, startled.
You're looking amazing, kid. How's the pain?
Manageable.
Normal human manageable or Ariana manageable?
Well, let's say it's manageable.
Look, I know I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago, but UCLA is having some walk-on demos soon.
I don't know.
You should go. Just a try. I know. You have your dance thing, but come on, do you really want to leave your entire past behind?
He reaches into his pocket.
This is the date and time.
He holds up a folded piece of paper and hands it to her. She accepts it solemnly, looking him in the eye. Pierce gives a small grin and leaves.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8.
Everyone take 5. This isn't working.
Okay, the problem is we're too coordinated. We need to loosen up. Instead of getting together at this point, let's break off into a freestyle section. Play to each of your strengths. Twist, you've come further than anyone else with the height. You're going to do a chest flip off of Adam, since he has the strength. And then Kashmir, arrows moving forward. Michelle, you're going to run through it all.
Yeah, but we still need something bigger to close it.
An aerial section?
No. That'd be good enough for the palace, but not for CI. We need something bigger.
Like, what's the holy grail of gymnastics, Ariana?
The full out. 2 flips with a full twist.
A drawing demonstrates with a trajectory line.
Not impossible until the invention of spring floors. Even elite gymnasts have a hard time with it. I tried landing one in practice a few weeks before my accident. Never had the chance to try it in competition.
You could totally do one now. I mean, you are stronger than ever.
Please, do you know how tough I would be with a rod in my femur?
Yeah.
Pull out, pull out, pull out.
Emma slaps the mat as Adam grins. as they chant, Isla, Nate, and two other girls enter.
Do a full out. Yo, if you're gonna gawk, you gotta pay admission.
Hey, what are you guys doing here? Isn't it a little late?
Pierce told us you skipped out on UCLA.
I'm good.
I didn't think you were serious about the hip-hop thing. I figured it was a cover story or something.
Well, here it is. Who's the Swedish bikini model?
Isla is one of the top gymnasts in the world. She just won a silver medal.
Ariana, this is ridiculous. Are you really gonna throw away a chance at college gymnastics to hang out in alleys, making up dances with lowlifes?
We're 5 of the top 10 ranked artists in the city.
Sorry, I guess I wouldn't know about artists, seeing what they call an athlete.
Well, that's good, considering that you're definitely not a stylist.
Stop taking advantage of Ariana's fragile state. Let her come back to where she belongs.
She belongs wherever she wants. And she's here. So why don't you just do a little flip out of here?
Smirking, Nate takes off his sweater.
Oh, you mean like this?
He charges past Adam, landing 4 full flips and a perfect stick at the end. Emma's Boston Terrier moans. A connector clicks and the volume dial is turned up. Twist approaches Isla.
Pull my burrito.
She grins at him and takes the food. Twist gives a man hug to Adam. Adam does some intricate footwork to the music's backbeat, then throws his body into a spin in the air, landing on his feet. Ariana breaks into a grin as Adam dances on his hands, his legs waving in the air to the music. Nate and Adam charge each other, but Adam drops to the mat. Nate does a high flip over him, then does 5 complete flips. The last one with arms at his sides. He lands on his feet. Nate takes a run forward, doing 3 high flips before sticking the landing again. He grins cockily. Adam frowns. Twist throws himself in the center of the action with a double horizontal twist. When he lands, he starts dancing. Twist drops to his back and springs back to his feet. He bounces from his back to his feet again, then throws a huge backward flip in Nate's face. Isla grins, her eyes on Twist. Nate casually flips to the other side of the mat. Adam waves off the move, so Nate, tall and athletic, does another one. Adam and Twist do some synchronized dancing. Ariana bobs to the music. Adam somersaults over Twist and comes up in a handstand. Twist dives through Adam's legs and rolls, then they both spring to their feet at once, pointing at Nate as a taunt. Nate flips in the air, following them to the other side of the mat, then drops into a breakdance. Supported by his arms and shoulders, he windmills his long legs into the air. He jumps up and, with a hop, propels himself into another flying twist. Adam and Twist lock arms in a dance, then Twist steps back to run up Adam's chest and flips himself in the air. They squat and rise with arms raised. Emma and Michelle are ecstatic. Adam gives Nate a dismissive wave and walks off arm over shoulder with Twist. Nate charges them from behind and vaults high over their heads. He tries another flip for a finish, but lands hard on his leg.
You guys are good.
Well, if you watch You Call a Lowlife...
She helps him up.
I might say the same to you.
That was actually pretty impressive.
I thank you, Your Highness.
Isla turns away to face Ariana.
But you're a gymnast, Ariana. You should be at UCLA with me.
Ariana regards her coldly as Isla gives her a sad, resigned cock of the head.
It was really nice to meet y'all. You're very talented.
She, Nate, and the other girls leave. Ariana doesn't turn around. The sprawl of the UCLA campus is apparent from high above. A stone wall bears a smooth slab with UCLA carved into it. A modern glass facade surrounds the entrance to the athletics building. UCLA Women's Gymnastics Center. From the ceiling, Ariana can be seen traversing huge slabs that comprise the gym's flooring. She's wearing a plaid shirt tied around her waist, jeans, and a beanie, and carries a shoulder bag. She pauses to watch the floor exercises.
Cindy? No more speed.
Ariana Berlin, right?
The coach descends the steps to her glass-walled office above the gym floor.
I saw you compete 2 years ago. You did well. It's a shame about the accident. Yeah. What can I do to help you?
She walks past Ariana.
Well, I'd like to know, what do I have to do to become a walk-on at UCLA?
You want to walk on to my team?
She smirks.
Yeah.
You realize I get paid to produce the most elite athletes in the country.
I've always been a winner, and I'm ready to win again.
Well, I'm sure you are, but that's not enough. Please don't waste my time.
Sorry to have bothered you.
She takes a few steps toward the door.
Ariana, if you're going to come back to gymnastics, you need to come back like you really mean it.
Ma'am, I am willing to do anything and everything to be a part of this team.
Look, I've seen your work ethic. I know it's good. But can you give me 100% commitment?
Absolutely. 100%. 110%.
I need to see you do a demo.
Sure. Yeah.
Wait, now?
Oh, sorry. Did you mean another time?
No, if you're ready. Then let's do it.
She strips down to a tank top and shorts, then steps onto the gymnastics floor. As the coach and her assistant watch, Ariana's phone buzzes, Michelle. She rises on her toes and launches into her program, starting with an effortless triple flip across the floor, stepping out of it into a dance. The coach's assistant leans into her.
Your level of difficulty isn't high enough.
The coach watches expressionless. Ariana pulls off a cartwheel that comes up into a flip. On the second flip, she spins her body twice in the air, arms tucked, and lands on her feet. The coach is still blank-faced. Ariana does a few more dance twists, spins, and leaps, ending in an extended arm pose with a hand on her hip. The coach and the assistant are expressionless. She fidgets with her fingers, looking off at the floor.
Ariana, I told you not to waste my time.
Ariana's face freezes, the edges of her mouth turning down. She nods.
And you didn't. Welcome to UCLA.
Ariana's face opens into a wide smile. She flings her arms around the much taller coach.
You're sweaty.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Hey, Ariana, don't call me ma'am. Sounds old. The other girls call me Miss Bao.
Okay, ma'am. Miss Bao.
Ponytail bouncing, Ariana rushes to her clothes. Miss Val's assistant sidles up.
She's good. She's not great.
It'd be good to have a dancer on the team. The other girls can learn from her. But she'll never compete.
Miss Val turns her attention to her clipboard and strolls off as her assistant looks over at Ariana. Later, in a UCLA tank top, Ariana approaches the uneven bars. She grabs the lower bar, which yields slightly to her weight as she pulls herself up. Both feet push off from the lower bar to the high bar, where she pulls herself up into a handstand, swinging 360 degrees twice. Coming up the second time, she reverses her grip on the bar, swinging in a 360 again and building up momentum for the dismount. Ariana grabs her knee, lifting her foot. She limps off the mat. Isla and two other girls notice.
Ariana, are you okay?
She turns to Isla.
I'm fine.
She chalks her grips and hand again.
Do you want help?
No.
Ariana goes to the low bar and gives it a little shake as Isla watches.
Why are you so mad at me?
I never said I was mad at you.
Not in so many words, mainly because you don't say anything to me anymore.
Ariana rolls her eyes and pulls herself over the top of the low bar, swinging to face out, supported by her arms.
Why do you keep shutting me out?
She stares, then lowers her head and swings off the bar.
Stop asking me that.
Look, I didn't cause your accident. What was I supposed to do? Stop living my life?
I don't want to talk about it.
Look, I wish you were at the games too. But it is not my fault.
Ariana snatches her towel and stomps off. Isla rubs her own shoulders, watching her friend walk away. She turns and puts her hands on the bar for support. A dark-haired gymnast does a back walkover past a protectively padded wall. 1 month later, appears on the wall as she passes. In the gym, Isla nods submissively to her father, who sits scowling on a folded chair with his arms crossed. She throws herself into a triple flip, the final one high in the air. She stumbles on the landing. Her eyes go to her father. He rests his elbows on his knees and stares coldly at her, pushing his fingertips together. Isla breathes deeply, her eyes still on him. She tries a more complex flip and falls on the landing. She sits up. Her eyes go to her father, who stands tightly, hands in his jeans pockets. He kicks the chair across the floor, scowling, and walks out, his arms folded. Isla raises a hand to her forehead.
It's one amateur mistake after another.
They're in Miss Val's office.
Can you talk to her? Help her find her focus?
Ariana eyes her somberly.
Why me?
Because she'll listen to you. I think coming from me, it's more pressure.
Well, Miss Val, Isla and I don't really talk much.
Miss Val tilts her head to one side, half smiling.
I thought you two were friends.
we kind of fell out.
Well, fall back in, Ariana. This is a gymnastics team, and your teammate needs your help.
Ariana sighs. In the hallway, Isla trots down some stairs.
Isla, wait. Where are you going?
Just the bus stop. My dad left without me, so...
Why?
He said he can't even look at me right now.
Ariana shakes her head absently.
Do you want to talk about it?
Val set you up for this, didn't she?
Ariana glances down, pursing her lips. Isla smiles.
I bet you didn't want to.
Isla, it was always my dream to go to the Olympics and win a medal and then go to UCLA and have lots of fun, but that didn't happen. Instead, you got it all. And I guess it was just hard for me to watch from the sidelines.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I thought you were mad at me.
Well, I guess I was a bit mad about the whole Nate thing, but I'm over it.
I'm so sorry about that. I should have told you the truth, but it's over. It didn't work out.
It's okay. And I'll still always know that you peed yourself on that bus.
Well, just so you know, the Olympics weren't all that great.
Don't believe the hype. Are you serious?
No, they were amazing and you needed to be there. It was so awful that you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
I missed you the whole time.
I bet you did. Especially when you blew that dismal.
Well, at least I was there and not slacking off in some hospital room.
Well, at least I got free pudding.
Well, you're getting your revenge now. I peaked, and it's been downhill ever since.
You can break out of it.
Oh, I'd love to just forget about gymnastics for a little while.
Ariana looks into her eyes.
What?
A warm smile grows. She tugs Isla's arm and runs off. The walls outside the palace are covered in a large mural. Three girls dance. Ariana walks in with Isla. Adam and Twist work out a dance as Michelle appears.
Hey! I haven't seen or heard from you in weeks. I was about to bust down your door.
I was sick.
There's no time to be sick. Auditions are 12 days away. Check out what we've added on.
Emma and Michelle walk off.
They don't know you're back on the gymnastics team, do they?
I just haven't figured out how to tell them.
Or have you not figured out what you want?
I miss hating you for knowing me so well.
Isla gives a sweet squinting smile. Twist approaches her.
Hi.
Chili cheese fries?
No, I can't.
Sure you can.
No, seriously, my coach will kill me.
I don't see any coaches around here.
Isla looks away shyly and Twist holds up the small tray of fries. She examines them.
Okay, but just a little bit.
Okay, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a small.
Just a small one. That's pretty big, but yeah, go for it. It's good. Just try.
Okay.
He watches her as she eats the cheese fry. Her face changes and she licks a finger.
Oh, that's good.
See, this is what I do. I bring joy to the people. Want another one?
Just one more.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna take one too.
Okay. Oh.
She takes the container.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
So you feel like putting on a show?
I don't know. We just got here.
Boys, let's dance.
Isla pulls Adam and Ariana onto the floor. The group claps and stamps, getting into the spirit, with each dancer taking a solo in the middle of the crew. A Latina girl does a spirited set of shimmies, kicks, and a leap. Ariana and Isla cheer her on. Twist picks a bare midriff blonde out of the circle, who prances in and whips her long hair around, then does splits and dramatic high kicks. As the blonde steps out, Ariana dances into the circle, beckoning Isla to join her. Isla and Ariana bounce to the beat, and their friends Michelle, Adam, Emma, Twist, and Kashmir form a smaller circle inside the large one. Everyone is beaming. Ariana dances with Isla. Finally, Ariana embraces her friend. Suddenly, the slow flow scene is on the screen of Miss Val's computer. Ariana, in an off-the-shoulder UCLA sweatshirt, stares with her arms folded. Miss Val takes off her glasses. She looks at Ariana and moves her mouth, trying to find words.
Rest time is as important as training time. You have got to give this up.
I know you're upset, but that's what got me back into gymnastics.
It got you moving again. It got you motivated. But look at you. You're tired and you're burning out.
I don't know if you noticed, but Isla spent one night around that stuff and she's back on track.
Ariana, you've got to start thinking about what's important to you and start making the right choices. You've got to feel it in here. This is where it matters the most. So what's it going to be? What family are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the one that could put you on the road to becoming a champion? Or are you going to choose the one that could lead you to being a backup dancer in some rap video?
That's not fair.
You focus on one or you fail at both. It's that simple.
Ariana's eyes glisten. Later, Miss Val goes into the gym where Isla is practicing. Clutching her clipboard, she stands to watch. Isla, with her back to Val, completes a sequence of two forward, then two backward flips with a perfect landing. She raises her arms, then sees Miss Val. Miss Val raises her chin, smiling. Isla gulps, then smiles back. Heading for the lockers, she grins, bounces like a happy child. Gray clouds cover the city in as the sun sets. Sailboats bob lazily beneath a highway bridge. Ariana sits in the dark of the training room atop a balance beam. Adam comes in with his gym bag over one shoulder.
Hey.
Hey.
He takes a seat on the beam.
What's up?
Nothing. Just starting to realize my limitations, I guess.
I don't think you know the meaning of limitations. They literally could not stop you unless they hit you with a car.
Thanks.
Both their heads are bowed. He slides closer to her.
I think you're really cool, Ariana.
You're pretty cool yourself.
He hops off the beam and holds out his hand.
Let's go warm up. So I heard you really brought it at the dance jam the other night.
Well, I'm paying for it today.
Is there anything I can do to take your mind off of it?
You just keep massaging, mister.
He stands behind her, rubbing her shoulders. She turns around.
That's what I'm good at.
He shifts on his feet for a second, then bends slightly to kiss her.
I can't do this. There's something I need to tell you.
Yo, we hit like 20,000.
I know.
Okay, it's the dancing queen. Did you see the video we posted last night?
Yeah, I did. And so did my coach.
Coach? What coach?
I need to tell you guys something. I can't dance with you anymore. My coach wants me to focus entirely on gymnastics.
Seriously? What?
Why didn't you say something?
I didn't know how to. Look, it's not an easy decision, but I've been doing gymnastics my entire life, and they're like my family.
And what are we? Kashmir.
You know, it's not like that. I can't do both.
Really? After everything we've been through? This is it?
I'm really sorry.
Let's go.
Where are you guys going? We can still practice.
Michelle puffs on her inhaler.
Adam?
He slightly turns his head down.
See you later, Ariana.
Her face falls. She watches him alone as he follows the others out of the training room. The next day, she and Isla are at practice. A young girl does three fast flips past Miss Val and staggers on the landing.
It's all right, Sophie. Right.
Are you kidding me? Where is your head? Why are you waiting for the audience to give you your performance and your energy? Why are you waiting for that? It's like you only come alive when your audience notices you. Your performance starts from the moment you step on this floor, not when you get applause.
Okay.
Now someone better show me a collegiate level performance or we're gonna start an hour early every day this week.
She stares at the girls.
Ariana.
She looks up.
You're up.
Miss Val walks off, then turns.
Sometime today, please.
Isla licks her lips and sighs, watching Ariana. Ariana jerkily turns her head and does a ballet-like spin. With a confident expression and hands on her hips, she bobs her shoulders and steps back coolly, then closes her eyes.
It's
full out. Backhand. Snap down the round off.
Reach into the backhand spring.
Momentum. Reach back into the backhand spring.
Stay tight. Pull legs.
Squeeze legs tight to chin. Spot the landing.
She sees it all in her head, then takes a starting run, pulling off each phase of the full out. When she lands, the thigh to knee steel rod in her leg is shown. She grabs at her thigh. Isla and another girl notice her distress. Miss Val saunters onto the mat.
What was that?
A double back with a full twist. A full out, but I kind of missed the landing, sorry.
I know what a full out is. I meant your music, your whole routine. What was that?
Background dancing for a rap video?
Miss Val gives her a wry grin. On a dark, starkly lighted set, the palace crew dances. Light shines through Twist's open shirt as he drops and rises on his toes in one sweeping move. Legs, Ariana's, Emma's, Michelle's, Adam's, and Twist's are highlighted in a high-stepping to floor-spinning montage. Back in the palace, the dance crew take a seat on a bench. They wear solemn expressions.
I still think we have a chance. I honestly do.
All heads turn.
Hey. Well, look who it is. It's the gymnast, Nadia Dontanija.
And how long have you been waiting to use that one?
She thought it up after the last time we saw you.
Guys, I kind of need a favor. Can you teach some of my gymnastics team a few hip-hop moves?
Frowning, Michelle swings her legs off the bench and stands.
And why can't you?
I can only show them so much. You guys are the experts.
You walked out on us. Why should we help you?
Agreed.
Adam's arms are folded tight against his abdomen, and he stares down as he steps toward her.
Bring it in. Come on, bring it in.
Ariana bows her head as the others gather around Adam. He stuffs his hands in his pockets.
She didn't walk out on us. All right. She's a gymnast, and gymnasts have to train. Don't you think we owe her a little payback for all the things she's helped us with? Like, Twist. Man, if Ariana wasn't there, you would have for sure broken your neck on that gainer. And Kashmir. Who do you think taught you that incredible back handspring pass?
Adam's right. Surprising, because he's never right. But this time I agree. Okay, fine. We'll teach your sorority sisters a little soul.
That's great, because they just got here.
Michelle's jaw drops and her eyes widen. Ariana grins brightly. In a montage, Isla and two other girls in their UCLA gym uniforms get some coaching from Kashmir on how to loosen their shoulders and arms. As Kashmir demonstrates, Isla bursts out laughing. She gets a pigtailed gymnast to shake herself and trot in place to relax her limbs. Twist steps up to demonstrate some postures, which they imitate poorly. Ariana and Emma rush in to show them the right poses. When Twist returns, they're worse than when he stepped away. He works with Isla to fix her look, a smooth arms folded and shoulder leaning stance. Next, the gymnasts walk in perfect finishing school order. The others try to show them how to walk more street, slinking, bouncing, strutting, and shuffling. They do better, but still move awkwardly. Hunky Adam tries to demonstrate floor dancing from a sitting position, his legs bouncing around him as he stands and spins. His students don't get it. He walks away. Suddenly, Nate shows up. Emma looks over and taps Adam, who turns and steps up to the visitor. Isla bobs gently to the music. She steps up to a table where Twist sits, smiling.
Hey.
Hey.
She snatches a taco from him and digs in.
Hey.
She chews, playing defiant. It makes Twist smile. Adam faces Nate.
Now you want to show me how to do those fancy spins of yours?
Looking at him, Adam flashes a crooked smile.
Come on.
He puts his arm around Nate's shoulder and walks him in. Michelle and Ariana stand to one side.
I hope you don't think I kind of ditched you guys.
Oh, you more than kind of ditched us. But I don't blame you for getting back to what you're meant to do. I don't know how we're gonna make it at this audition, but if we do, it's because of you.
That is not true. You guys are an amazing team. Here.
Ariana hands Michelle a medal.
It's the medal for my first meet. I want you to have it.
Michelle presses it to her heart, then pulls Ariana in for a hug.
So are you gonna be at the audition?
I can't. Coach Val wants me at practice that day.
No problem. Come on.
Skipping back to the group, Michelle puts the medal around her neck. Emma walks on her hands, then crosses her legs in an upside-down lotus. Kashmir does a loose-limbed street dance, then one of the UCLA girls deals herself in with a double backwards flip. Emma shows how to do a street strut with arms swinging loosely across the chest, and Nate shows off some limber arm and leg moves. Twist guides Isla to the floor where they match each other's dance, everyone smiling and laughing. It's daytime at UCLA. A student jogs past one of the stately buildings.
We're learning life skills. That's what's important. But I do respect the discipline needed for training.
In flashback, Ariana runs up a steep hill.
Okay, if you're gonna do a sit-up, then you do that one sit-up the very best that you can.
She does sit-ups on the lawn as a trainer pushes her on.
You don't take anything for granted. You don't assume that you have tomorrow.
She sprints on the beach beside some cliffs.
Everything we do in life is a choice. Everything.
Isla and Ariana listen.
And those choices dictate the kind of life that you're going to lead.
Ariana talks with Katie.
And as soon as you can understand that,
she stretches her leg on a rock.
Then you start to take ownership of your life. You start to be able to design your life to turn out whatever way you want it to.
An old restored building's marquee reads Crystal Image Talent Management, auditions today only. Michelle's crew comes down the stairs inside. Michelle clutches her chest. She's frowning. Leaned against a stone wall, she uses her inhaler.
And I have a secret for you.
Isla and Ariana listen intently.
This isn't about gymnastics. It's about life.
In slow motion, Ariana bolts up a long flight of stairs, her ponytail flapping. Her arms pump at her sides as she goes to the top, which ends at a plaza and a giant fountain. She jumps up on the edge of the fountain, catching her breath and looking over everything from that height. She puts her hands on her hips.
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to wish you luck one last time.
Listen, we just got tossed a huge curveball.
Are you gonna be okay?
Michelle slumps in a chair.
It's Ariana.
Wait, what's going on?
The usual.
Well, is your inhaler working?
I just need a minute.
Hey. Yeah, no, we've seen this before. She'll be fine. I just don't think she'll be able to dance.
Well, who's gonna do the handspring pass?
I guess we're just gonna have to lose it.
Okay, gotta go.
Ariana looks at the phone, then her eyes drift off into a thought.
Bruins, let's go!
Miss Val watches her girls practice. Ariana walks up slowly from the side.
Miss Val?
Yes, Ariana.
Remember when you told me to feel it? Now I know what you mean. I'm feeling it.
Well, that's great, Ariana. Now you go get ready.
What I'm saying is I'm really, really feeling it.
Are you okay?
Wearing a t-shirt, vest, tight pants, and shoes, Ariana lunges through a door and up some stairs. She rushes off.
Next up, Team G-Raid.
Two women and a man sit at a table looking at a stage. A guy in camo and a headband does a stomping, herky-jerky dance between two women who match his moves. Two guys air somersault from both sides of the stage and join the dance. One dancer's faded red tank top reads number 16. He steps in the spotlight and breakdances, pushing himself into a handstand from the ground. Number 16 springs up and they all fall into a high-speed synchronized dance routine. The men crouch before the women dancers who hop over them. Number 16 falls into a feverish breakdance. In a single line, the dancers part as a large guy with a hat and beard takes center stage. They move together like robots, then fall into a looser street rhythm.
Come along, children.
Their dancing is tight, together, and powerful. The guy in the hat dangles his arms and ambles to the side, leaving the camo man and a woman dancer.
All right, y'all, let me watch you guys run it from the top.
What for? We're done.
How are we gonna go on without you?
We'll be out of balance. It won't look right.
Then we'll improvise.
We'll make it work. Come along, children. Okay. Just go full out and hope for the best. Okay?
The crew sits somberly. Back at the audition, number 16 makes a mighty flip off the stage and lands on his feet.
Next up, Team Soul Flow.
It's now or never. Just make this work, okay?
Let's do this.
The Soul Flow members take their places on the stage, their backs to the judges. The judges are backlit from the stage lights. As they start the routine, a taxi arrives in front of the building. They begin with different poses and then dance with synced moves. Ariana rushes into the theater, putting her hair up as she moves. The judges confer and point. Suddenly, Ariana does a spectacular series of flips across the stage. The others get over their surprise and she slips into the routine. They step, stomp, and plunge into the choreography, arms flying and torsos stretching. Twist does a floor sweep with one leg, then springs into an upside-down flip as the others fall in behind him on the landing. Adam flips him like a wheelbarrow. The girls strut, arms striking out and pulling back in perfect rhythm and sync. Ariana springs upstage and the others close into a single line in front of her. Opening the ranks, Twist takes the center with Emma and Kashmir, locking then stretching his limbs. Michelle watches intently from the stage's wing. Ariana springs through the air, walking backwards and flips. She crosses her legs upside down, then tips forward, pushing herself up to dance on her hands, legs swaying. Michelle explodes in laughter. As Emma and Kashmir dance downstage, Twist and Adam boost Ariana to shoulder level. She drops to the stage, pointing. In one motion, Adam rolls Ariana downstage and ducks as Twist cannonballs over him. Ariana backsprings to her feet as they converge and freeze. She hugs Emma, Kashmir grabs Twist, and Michelle rushes the stage to join them. The judges stand in the still dark theater.
Thank you. We'll let you know.
Saved us.
You owe me one.
Okay, is that how it is now?
Mm-hmm.
We go and keep in score like this, and we might find ourselves in some trouble.
Adam steps up to Ariana.
Nice time.
Man, that was a great performance.
He kisses her cheek, and she smiles sweetly, then throws her arms around his neck in a tight embrace. The gymnastics event takes place at UCLA. The gym is packed with spectators. A trio of newscasters broadcast live.
UCLA needs a 9-8-5 to clinch the national championship title. It appears that Coach Kondo's field is going to be putting Ariana Berlin up last on the floor routine.
Only a few years ago, Ariana made a huge comeback into the world of gymnastics after suffering a debilitating car accident.
I was watching practice earlier today, and it seemed like Ariana was having a lot of difficulty with her final tumbling pass, a full out.
This is somewhat of a controversial move for Coach Kondo's field. We'll see how she does.
Miss Val, in skirt, heels, and sweater, walks past photographers in the gym.
I thought she said she was never going to compete. Can I say that?
Ariana is bedecked in a shimmering leotard, hair pulled back. She begins with some shoulder moves, then gyrates her hips and throws her arms high above her head. Take it down. Then she pulls herself back and straightens her posture. She does a swift triple reverse flip, turning in midair for the stick. It's a perfect landing. Her parents applaud, as do the Soul Flow kids. Now she does a jerky robot-like walk, twirls and waves her hand, palm out. Miss Val watches with her assistant. With a mischievous little flourish, Ariana does a forward flip, turning sideways and landing perfectly. Twist smiles. Now she dances saucily back to position for her next move. She dances in perfect rhythm to the music, strong and playful. Judges take notes. Isla, on the team bench, watches her, drawing in breath through her teeth. Ariana does a graceful ballet-like leap, then rolls onto the mat on her back as part of the dance. She stands and does a drum major step. Her teammates stand to watch, beaming. Now she dances in slow motion.
We all have our ups and downs, but it's how you deal with them that defines who you are. You must do the thing which you think you cannot do.
What do you think? Is she gonna stick the landing?
Focused. Two flips with a full twist. Push off the right leg. Momentum through the round off.
Ariana's body tumbles through the air.
She'll never compete. I have a metal rod in my leg.
Mom, watch out!
You're not ready. You can't do this. Get up. You're broken. You'll never compete.
Look, sometimes when the front door gets slammed in your face, you have to go through the back door.
You don't take anything for granted. You don't assume that you have tomorrow.
You're gonna be okay. There's always a way in.
Go make room for it, poor Pat.
Get up. You've got this. You've got this. You've got this.
She comes out of her reverie and charges into the full out. It is perfect. The crowd is on its feet. Isla applauds and yells, and Miss Val blows her a kiss. Ariana holds her pose, hand on her hip and one arm in the air, looking radiant. She ambles off the mat to the judges' table where she picks up their microphone.
Mind if I borrow this?
Nope.
She walks back to the center of the mat.
I realize this is kind of unorthodox, but nothing about the past few years of my life has been orthodox, so here it goes.
Several years ago, I was told by my doctor that
Katie rolls her wheelchair to her desk and watches Ariana on a monitor.
But I didn't believe them. I had a bunch of people who stood behind me and encouraged me every step of the way.
Her mom touches her heart.
I want to give a special shout out to my friend Katie, because I know you're watching this right now. Katie, even though you're a little behind me in your recovery, you'll be running circles around me forever. With every person you make walk again, the world becomes a better place.
There's no medal for that, but
what's a medal anyways, right?
Katie brushes away tears.
And Michelle, there's definitely no medal I can give you to truly show my thanks. But it just might be able to get you your million hits. That's gotta be worth something, right?
Ariana beckons her teammates onto the mat. Katie's colleagues gather around to watch. Twist goads Adam and the others to join them. As the Soul Flow crew reach the group, everyone embraces. Adam picks up Ariana in a tight embrace. Miss Val watches, smiling as she walks past the bleachers. Now, Soul Flow, along with Isla and the two other gymnasts, do a dance routine for the crowd. On the computer monitor, the thumbs-up counter is spinning, going from 3,000 to over 200,000 in a few seconds as the crew works it out in the gym. Katie, her colleagues, and patients smile and bob their heads. The dancers rush around on the mat, giving Adam room to drop down for a short spin on the floor and some backwards flips. Two others tumble past each other from opposite sides. Nate dives in with some effortless air somersaults. Dancing, he drops into a splits as another tumbler flies over him. Twist and another gymnast do handsprings across the mat. As Ariana, Emma, and the others dance, the monitor shows over 2 million likes for it. Michelle dances, waving her arms between lines of her friends. Later, she walks into the palace, opening an envelope.
Is that from Crystal Image?
The others lean in on the couch as Michelle reads.
Kaz, it's not good news. It's great news.
Twist grabs the letter.
What?
They all gather around it.
You've won the prestigious honor to dance with Crystal Image.
It's a crowd of revolving hugs. Adam hoists Emma's bulldog in the air. At the gym, two of the gymnastic team cartwheel to each other and stand, then return to the dance. Ariana leads the dance crew as they perform their moves in perfect unison. The dancers break ranks and hop in a triumphant circle with Ariana at the center. Newsreels of the real people play. Words appear. Ariana Berlin became one of the most celebrated gymnasts in UCLA's history. She sticks an uneven bars routine, landing before the judges' table. As she flips across a mat, more words appear. In 2010, she led the UCLA gymnastics team to their sixth NCAA championship. The real Miss Val pep talks her girls. Valerie Condos Field is still head coach of the UCLA women's gymnastics team. She continues to be the driving influence of many U.S. Olympic gymnasts. The real Miss Val walks with the real Ariana. Ariana and Miss Val are life friends. They sit talking, then Miss Val brings her in for a hug. A woman works the counter at a Mexican fast food chain. Twist now owns a chain of burrito stores. He steps in and wipes away the caption.
Just kidding.
Then he takes a bite from a foil-wrapped burrito. He holds it up and winks. In an outtake, three young women meet Ariana in the gym hallway. Words appear. Alicia Sacramone, 2008 Olympic silver medal, Beijing. Samantha Pezek, 2008 Olympic silver medal, Beijing. Jordan Weiber, 2012 Olympic gold medal, London. The real Valerie Condos Field.
Brilliant woman on the planet.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you know her?
I don't, but I would love to get to know her someday.
The real Ariana Berlin.
She's good.
Another outtake features Ariana.
Who's that on the bars?
Ariana Berlin from San Diego. This is my
disco. She's gonna be a star.
Resumption of credits. Executive producers Kenneth Rudy, Howard Baer, Carlos Meechan. Executive producers Chuck Hamilton, Kevin Wetcher. Produced by Jeff Deverett, Sean Cisterna, Jay Deverett. Carmel Creek Productions, Inc. is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. This motion picture is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, and/or exhibition of this motion picture may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. No animals were harmed in the making of this film. Copyright 2015. Carmel Creek Productions.